Another closely watched trial resumed today, the big one here in Boston. That would be the penalty phase for the marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. The question is whether he'll get the death penalty. It's been an emotional issue. Some of the victims have asked the prosecutor to drop the death penalty, and that's gotten some attention internationally. In many countries, capital punishment is not even on the books. It is in Israel, though, as Daniel Estrin reports, the courts there almost never impose it.
I went to visit a community center for Israelis whose relatives were killed in attacks. It's run by a group called the Organization for Israel's Terror Victims. When I got there, the volunteers were sitting at a long table eating cake. One of them, Sarah Kimchi, was celebrating her birthday. Her husband was killed in a Palestinian suicide bombing in 2002. I asked everyone at the table whether they supported the death penalty for Palestinian attackers. Every single one of them said yes. But that's never happened.
It's not fair.
This is Sarah Kimchi, the birthday girl.
They have good life in the jail. They have books, they have television, they have everything. They came skinny. They are going out like this. Like the
fat.
Fat, believe me.
Palestinian attackers may get life sentences, but many of them have been freed. A few years ago, the militant group Hamas exchanged a captive Israeli soldier for more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. And this is one big reason many bereaved Israelis support capital punishment. They don't trust that Israel will actually keep convicted prisoners behind bars. Last year, Israel released Palestinian prisoners as a goodwill gesture during U.S.-brokered peace talks. Before the talks collapsed, Israel was set to release a Palestinian convicted of throwing a firebomb at an Israeli car.
My 34-year-old wife, she was pregnant. She died instantly, burned to death in front of the whole family.
That's A.B. Moses, a volunteer at the center. His 5-year-old son also died in the attack. That was in the late 80s. He went on television saying that he wanted the attacker to get the death penalty. And then he got a call from the prisoner's own mother.
She gave me a call saying, if they'll touch my son, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to finish the job that he didn't.
And that's exactly what we are afraid.
Emmanuel Gross is an Israeli legal expert.
That if we are going to use the capital punishment, they will do it also, the other side, the terrorists.
A.B. Moses says, though he supports the death penalty in theory, there's a reason he would not want a death sentence now for the attacker who killed his wife and son, or for any other Palestinian attacker.
You support Israel keeping these prisoners for maybe the chance that one day there will be peace, that their exchange could lead to peace.
Sure, and I said so many times.
As long as he can be sure that their release will actually bring about peace. Now, there is a gray area here. Israeli law does permit targeted military assassinations of Palestinian would-be attackers if there's no other way to arrest them or foil their attack. And that has certainly happened many times. But as for a court-imposed death penalty for Palestinian attackers, there's another rationale legal experts have offered for why Israel doesn't do it. Only one person has been sentenced to death in Israel, Adolf Eichmann, dubbed the architect of the Nazi Holocaust. In 1960, he was captured in Argentina, brought to Israel for trial, and hanged. The rationale goes like this: reserving the death penalty for the crime of genocide keeps the Holocaust exceptional. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.
You are tuned to The World.